Hello and welcome to the Worcester Observer podcast. I'm your host, Rob George, and joining me is the technical guru and genius that is Ian Hanley. And yes, you can now see us straight on. I apologise in advance. Let's take you through a couple of the news stories you'll be seeing in WorcesterObserver.co.uk this week. First of all, I'm sure you've seen it all, the terrible scenes at the Notre Dame in Paris. The Dean of Worcester Cathedral has offered an emotional message of support to all of the people of Paris following the catastrophic blows which ripped through the 850-year-old building. In a statement to the Observer, the very Reverend Peter Atkinson, don't get that wrong, the first time doing a live.
What's the difference, as a matter of interest, between a Reverend and the very Reverend?
No idea.
Oh, right, okay.
I don't know whether they're closer to God or not, who knows. Our hearts go out to the people of Paris after this terrible disaster. We're a smaller cathedral than Notre Dame, and Worcester is a smaller city than Paris, but we know how significant the life a cathedral is in the life of a city and its neighbourhood. I was inspired to do the story, really, after seeing the events on Monday night. It's absolutely terrible. I don't know about you, but the image of that spire just falling in the blaze just really just got me.
This is going to sound awful. Yeah, it really is going to sound awful, but I haven't seen any news coverage of it at all.
He was busy doing technical things.
I was. And also, it's the week before Easter, as you well know, so it's quite busy.
It's just
us.
A little bit, yes.
Yeah, so apologies.
My foot's on an envelope down here that I've hidden because I didn't want it in the shot.
What?
So my foot's on an envelope, and my foot is sliding.
There you go.
Oh.
This could go wrong, by the way, this week, because we're doing everything sort of kind of live. So when you see like things popping up that shouldn't pop up, that doesn't sound very good, does it?
No, that doesn't sound
Well, then, apologies.
No, we don't mean advertising. You don't suddenly going to be inundated with adverts for cars and things like that. Don't worry. I mean, it could go wrong now they've seen us, you know, front on.
Oh, yeah.
Well, suddenly the viewers.
Yeah, we are viewers now. We're on YouTube now.
We're transitioning from viewers to listeners. Yeah. It's very, very unsettling.
Other way around.
That's the way, yeah. That's what. Well, you said it could go wrong.
No, that's right, yeah.
Listeners to viewers.
We're on YouTube. We're on YouTube.
Us old dears are embracing the technical generation.
Aye.
But WorcesterObserver.co, there's an absolutely wonderful picture that we've been able to use as well of the fire, which took out, and our hearts go out to everybody affected by it, because I now have. I found a picture of it last night that I took when I was on the boat cruise of the Seine, with all intact and everything. It was so very, very sad. But now, listeners last week will know that he's got a problem with us in journalism using Easter puns like egg sighting.
Oh no, don't!
So to mark the first live broadcast of the Envision and everything, we're going to have a cracking celebration.
Oh, whoa. Well, that's like actually different, yeah. I don't mind that. That's sort of like...
Glad I led with that one, then.
To do with Easter, not this, the egg sightings and egg extravaganza. And
you had to go at me for being grumpy last week. We're now in vision, like this, face on, and already within a few minutes.
Again, apologies in advance. I will be grumpy today because this, I've got one eye on here to make sure it goes right, and it's going to go wrong.
Yes, I'll give you my full attention.
Yeah.
But I assure you, it's all very technical behind here. I wouldn't want to operate
Game of
it.
Thrones.
Yeah.
What? The first episode's good,
what,
isn't it?
What is the score? anyway, let's do some news, shall we? A cracking celebration of Easter is on offer at the Commandery on Easter Monday. Loads of things going on for young and old. Do get down there, museumsworcestershire.org.uk for all the latest. It's brilliant, the Commandery. And also, if you've been listening to the podcast for many years now, trying to work out how long we've actually been doing it. I think it's nearly a year.
Many years.
many years now. No, we're not doing impressions. Let's be professional for the first one. Then we go downhill next week. You've listened to the podcast. You remember we had Sarah Bowron, I think I got that right, Bowron, from Acorns, who told us about Acorns' 30-year celebrations. And one of them was the Storybox Project, which took stories of how people have been helped by Acorns over the last 30 years, whether it was treatment, whether it was respite care, or whatever. Well, all the stories are now in an exhibition at the Hive throughout the month of April Visit acorns.co.uk exhibition for more, but it's all in the paper as well. It's online as well. Do visit there, because all the stories have been collected, put together, and they're in an exhibition at the Hive now, in the main auditorium of the Hive, which is a brilliant place for them to hold it. So it's actually come full circle.
We can isn't actually that the really expensive place, the Hive, isn't that?
That's the one with the gold top building. Yeah.
Yeah, isn't that the one that was like a controversy, wasn't there, about that building? How much that cost then?
A massive, massive amount of money. But a lot of people sort of ignored the money after the designers went, and here's what it'll look like. You're like, what, gold? But it looks... Look, email me, editor@WorcesterObserver.co.uk. I think it's absolutely brilliant. Wherever you are in the city, it's a landmark. You stand there, you're just like, oh, there's the Hive there, because you can't miss it.
I'm going to sound really stupidly, I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen the Hive?
No, I haven't seen it, no. I've heard so much about it.
You've got to be about 2 miles away, and then you'll spot this giant building. For where it is, and it was built by the Queen, no, I was going to say, built by the Queen, sorry, Your Majesty, it was opened by Her Majesty the Queen. Let's not go down the route of getting... If you've listened to previous podcasts, me and him have been quite close to the terror a few times. Trying to be professional today, and it's not working, is it?
No. No. We'll leave that for the other two.
Yeah. All right.
No, I mean, we'll do it properly. Oh, somebody's taken a photograph of us in the background there.
We're being papped. Mm. Can I have my privacy, please? I'm just a celebrity. One thing on YouTube, and already I'm like, oh, celebrity. And also, if you want to get on your bike, do you get on your bike?
Yeah, well, no, we had a conversation about this last week. Well, yeah, we had a conversation about this last week because I live in Redditch, and there are, I don't know what it's like in Worcester, but there's no cycle, well, there are cycle lanes, but they're just, they've got dotted lines, which means cars can park over them.
Ah.
So it kind of defeats the object of having...
That's pretty much Birmingham Road, isn't it?
Well, it's everywhere, isn't it? And it's just ridiculous. I have cycle lanes and cars park all over it. What's the point?
No, you don't enforce
it. Is that like in Worcester?
No. But a newly formed Worcester group has issued a rallying call to local residents to get on their bike. Bike Worcester is a group consisting of local councillors and residents, including representatives from Cycling UK. Going to promote cycling in the city. Very good idea, because anyone sat in the traffic in Worcester knows need less cars, more bikes. Visit bikeworcester.org.uk for more information on them as well. It's a great little scheme.
How long before they start charging people to go into Worcester using old cars?
Well, I did the April Fool on that. I did the April Fool joke on worcesterobserver.uk. Brilliant. They're going to change the lane, so made everyone drive on the right. And I thought... I had a little debate. I thought, shall I whack in the whole European thing? You know, it would make Worcester the first city in the UK to adopt the European model, with the tensions over the B word. Anyone, if you're just watching it live, I'm trying not to mention the B word.
It's the H word now. It's Halloween, isn't it?
Halloween.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Not going to go that long, surely.
That's supposed to be the Halloween theme tune, but it wasn't very good.
It's
anyway,
like some sort of 70s quiz show.
Look, I'm under pressure. I'm under pressure here. Oh, no quiz this week?
No quiz, no.
I'm just panicking so much, so you're going to have to talk lots more.
I'm going to have to talk lots more. Never a problem, let's be honest. God, I look fat on that camera. You are fat in real life, that's why. What were you? I debated the April Fool's thing, put the European thing in. So I thought, right, okay, I'll write it. And I thought, I can admit it's an April Fool now, can't I? So I put it in, and one comment went, well, we don't have to be like Europe. Just read the story, you know, the whole city to move over to the right-hand side, really.
What do you think? Now, I know you're going to have a go at me now. I know you are.
Well, probably. It'll be a podcast.
I've got to mention it. What about Farage's Brexit party?
Yeah.
That's going to stir it up a bit.
Well, it is going to stir it up. I mean, he's good at what he does.
I think he's going to have quite a bit of a following, you know. Including me! Am I allowed to say that? Just did.
Yeah. One, it's live. Two, you just did. And three, he is free. I hate people that just go, oh, I voted, but I'm not going to tell you how I voted. What? It's a cross on a bit of paper.
Susanna reads like that.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
This is a little bit Good Morning Britain, really.
Richard Madeley's quite good.
He is.
Yeah.
Apart from the tan.
Did you see the, yesterday's one?
Yeah.
Apologies to friends of Sir... What's his name? I always get them mixed up. The Attenborough brother.
David Attenborough.
That's the one. Sir David Attenborough, because he had a go at a guest yesterday.
National treasure.
Well, he said to her, this
you never go at David Attenborough.
No, we did. This protester, you know, Dan, they've been protesting about the end of the world and all this business.
Extinction Rebellion.
Yeah. Well, she
give
was,
them a mention, they might retweet it.
She was saying that, you know, her kids in a few years' time won't have anything to eat. So Richard Madeley's going, oh, hang on a minute, that's a bit, you know. She said, oh, no, no, Sir David. Sir David Attenborough right. said this, and he goes, well, he's not a saint. You know, he's only a broadcaster. And there's been uproar about what he said.
He's a national treasure, Mr. Madeley.
Yeah, but he is just a broadcaster. He's not somebody who's going to sort of...
But he's respected in his field.
Yeah, but so if where's this 2 years come from then?
Yeah, but technically, you and I are now just broadcasters.
We are, yeah, we're broadcasters.
You know, no, we're not in David Attenborough's league.
I reckon you'll get the knock for question time because that Fiona, what's her name? She's not very good.
I think she's all right.
No, she's not very good. It's all about her.
Sorry, Fiona. I think you.
Sorry, Fiona. I think sorry, Sir David.
We have got delusions of grandeur. Yeah. David Attenborough, Fiona Bruce.
We don't need BBC anymore. We've got the Worcester Observer on YouTube.
I do like your ticker, by the way. That's the first time I've actually seen it in action.
Oh, yeah, that's Notre Dame Cathedral Blaze, new bike group aims to get.
Are we going to get a breaking news one?
Yeah, we can do, yeah. I mean, I'll have to type it as we do it.
Don't worry. Don't worry. I thought it would turn yellow or something.
Now,
that might be copying a certain Twitter
baby program. Steps. Baby steps.
Baby steps. Baby steps, yes. If you do enjoy it, if you want to praise it, it's editor at worcesterobserver.co.uk. If you hate it, it's his fault.
Yeah, so it's the first one, so please, you know, I mean, give us a bit of leeway.
And yes, I am this fat in real life. I just re-emphasise that point. I do look...
Oh, of course, in the normal podcast, you're on side view,
yeah,
aren't you?
That's probably my best angle, to be honest.
And it was like a fisheye.
Yeah.
So it made you kind of look... So, oh, no, it would have made you look fatter, wouldn't it?
Probably.
You're quite fat, aren't you? Mind you, I suppose I am at all. Well, actually, I'm fatter than you.
But anyway, how much do you weigh?
Oh, I don't say. I'm stones. I do it in stones.
Right.
It's near... It's 14 and a half-ish.
Right, I'm bigger than you then.
15 nearly.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. What are you then?
I'm in my 15s.
Are you?
I'll tip it over to the 16s.
To be fair, though, every time I see you outside, you've got a pizza in your arm.
That's one day a week.
Well, that's the only time I see you outside.
Yeah, because we actually don't like each other. We don't actually see
it's
each other.
It's the only time we see each other.
Yeah. We have to catch up on a Wednesday. How you been? All right.
Oh, not too bad. Bit achy.
I just want to touch on this one as well. Former Worcestershire cricketer has been convicted of one count of rape at Worcester Crown Court after a five-day trial. Alex Hepburn, 23, of Portland Street, was found guilty of one count of rape and not guilty of a second count, and he will be sentenced on April the 30th. And it's fair to say his former employers at Worcestershire County Cricket Club were appalled by the case, and I'm sure I won't go into detail, but if you've been reading it, there's a lot come out that's just not very good.
I thought this happened a while ago, and I thought he was cleared.
He was... The jury didn't reach a verdict in the first trial in January.
Oh, right. Okay.
And whilst he's not guilty, he's not innocent either. And the CPS pushed for a retrial, which was held last week, started Monday last week. And he was found guilty of... I've got to be careful, because it's a family podcast. There was one count of rape that he was guilty of, but the second... probably more serious count he was found not guilty of.
Right, okay.
It's a family podcast. I'm trying to keep it clean because there's words I could use, but I don't want to use.
How old is he?
23.
23, and he was a Worcestershire cricketer.
Up-and-coming Worcestershire cricketer.
And he's thrown all that away. Mm. What? Too much time in the hands of these people, you know.
Well, just on that point, the chairman of Worcestershire Cricket Club, as I said, was appalled by the actions, and they're very firmly introducing a review now, reminding the players their responsibilities. And in probably what's going to lead to a culture change, one can hope. I forgot what I give you as the list because I wrote it again just after a deadline last night, and I think I've covered it all.
You probably have, because you're very good. Let's have a look.
Very good praise.
I'm here. Dean of Worcester, new bike group. 30 years of memories of Acorns.
Yep, done that.
Former Worcestershire cricketer. There you go then.
And if you Worcester Beer Festival, just add one more story in.
Ooh.
Revealed the date of this year's competition for the Worcester Beer Festival. The year competition? No, the date of this year's Worcester Beer Festival was to take place at the racecourse between the 8th and the 10th. That's my dad's birthday, the 10th. And the campaign for Real Ale want you to design the programme and all the image to go with it, but it has to have a moon theme because it's 50 years since the moon landing this year.
Mm.
Anyone like to interested to design a logo is logocomp@worcesterbeerfestival.org.uk. But you've got to be quick, you've got to get them in by April the 26th.
India made a mess of their moon landing, didn't they?
Did they?
Yeah. last week they sent something over there.
Send something over there.
Send something up
just
to the moon.
Just
to land.
Send over
they
there.
Wanted to be the, I don't know how many, it was the second, third, fourth, or whoever it is to land on the moon. And it sort of crashed.
Well, that didn't go well then, did
no,
it?
No. I suppose technically it landed, didn't it? In some shape or form. It was unmanned, I hasten to add. So
we're not laughing.
Have a go at me.
Yes, we're not laughing at
a very expensive crash, one would think.
One would think.
Good grief.
Hello.
It's because we've got Claire here, you see, in the studio, so we're
you're
speaking posh.
I'm just a lad from Warsaw at the end of the day. I can't posh it up.
Do you know where I was born? But you can't guess, can you?
Evesham?
No, I went to school in Evesham. My dad was in the Royal Marines, there's a clue.
Portsmouth?
Oh, very close.
Southampton?
Next door.
I'm struggling with my job.
Fareham in Hampshire.
Yeah.
Hampshire.
Yeah.
There you go. I just thought I'd throw that out there. Somebody probably nick all my details now.
Well, they've got a lot. They've got your name and where you were born. I mean, in terms of PIN numbers, I mean, I think you're all right.
Do you know, I've done internet banking for ever since it first came out. And the other day, I just had a total mental block on my username. And I've been doing it for years and years and years. And then all of a sudden, last Thursday, I just could not remember it. And then, 2 days later it was. That's how long ago it was. I was just doing it, and it just came to me.
I'll join you in the embarrassing story.
Is it senile?
Well, I thought about that for a while with you, but I'll join you in the embarrassing story then. Last year, I went into the Halifax.
The town or the...
The Halifax over
right
here. I'm missing our window today.
Oh, no, we can't. We need a green screen here.
Oh, God. Virtual reality and everything. We'll be doing it in 3D soon. Ooh. Oh, God, that's good. That's a new toy for me to play with as well. It's not having a microphone like here. I went into the Halifax in town in Redditch, got my card out, put it in. Incorrect PIN. I thought, well, it is. Incorrect PIN. One more try. I thought, when it gets to one more try, I get a bit worried then. It was like, oh no, I don't want my card.
But you can't take it out and put it in again.
No.
It still counts as the third one when you put it in again.
So I cancelled it and I thought, and then all of a sudden my brain caught up with me and went, yeah, you're putting in the wrong PIN for another bank. So I've got two bank accounts.
Good grief.
An
offshore account.
Well, all the money I earn, If the tax man's listening, I pay all of it. Don't worry, that's just a joke. God, I think if the taxman's listening to us now. One debut on live, it's all. Anyway, I realised, that's the wrong bank. I thought, I can't remember my PIN number, and I desperately needed to pay something in.
Mm.
So I was like, and I thought, if I put it back in, because I took it out of the machine, and I thought, now if I put it back in, do I get another three goes? Or is it going to remember?
No.
So, rather embarrassing, I walked over to the customer service desk, and I went, hello, I'm sorry, don't matter, I've just remembered it. She looked at, and literally came to me as I was starting talking, she looked at me like I'd gone mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. To be fair,
that happened to me at Asda, and I nearly had to put all the shopping back because I put it in twice, and I thought, oh no, because it was over £30. Because with 30, you just tap your thing, don't you? And
yeah.
It just goes, and this was over £30, so I had to put my PIN number in, and I totally forgot it because I hardly ever use it. I don't buy many things over £30.
No.
And so I put it in wrong twice, and I thought, oh, I can't do it for a third time. It's going to be embarrassing, so I was going to have to put all the shopping back. And like you, it just came to me. So
now, contactless, talking of senility, I'll join you in the senility stakes.
Mm.
Have you got a problem with contactless when it's over 30 quid?
Yeah.
Because I
think you should be able to do it twice.
No, because I find myself over and over again, if it's more than 30 quid, I'm still doing contactless.
Yeah.
And I've had the operatives tell me 4 or 5, 6 times now, oh, it's over 30 quid. It don't register in my brain.
Yeah, but what if that's the case, though, if it's £40, why can't you just go, okay, ring up 30,
yeah,
right, now ring up 10.
Yeah. I've been told loads and loads of times, and it still doesn't register with me. I'm 37 and I'm beginning to think, if I don't understand that, what?
We've got to do sport.
We've got to do sport.
We're on a live schedule here. We've got to do sport quick.
Also, FYI, going forward, when you just point at something on your laptop,
yeah,
you have to follow it up with telling me what that means. I don't know.
Oh, sorry, that's
an email
the time. The time.
Right, quick bit of sport then. Congratulations, Worcester City, the last ever winners of the Worcestershire Senior Urn. After beating Studley 6-5 on penalties after a 2-2 draw, they're the last winners of the competition as it gets merged now.
Do you follow rugby?
No, this is football. I thought 6-5 on penalties after a 2-2 draw would reveal.
You always start off with Worcester Warriors, so I just kind of sort of, sorry.
Well, we're not predictable, are we? That was camp. Worcester City Football Club. The last winners of the Worcestershire Senior Urn.
Soccer.
I hate that.
Yeah. That's the Americans for you. Sorry,
Claire. They've got, as we're recording this on Wednesday, as it's live now, I can actually say it's tonight. Because you could be watching this live.
But it depends, it might not come out till tomorrow.
Well, if it is, and it was last night, well, they played Coventry Sphinx. If it's tonight, get down to the Victoria Ground. And then Easter, they're going to Dunkirk. No, they're not going to Dunkirk. Dunkirk's coming. There's a team called Dunkirk coming to the Victoria Ground on Saturday, and then Westfield's on Easter Monday, packed Easter. But if you look at the football programme, everyone's playing at least about 17 times over Easter. They're 12th on the table. And anyway, Sunday, big one. I'll move on to Warriors now.
Not yet.
Big one on Sunday, the M5 Derby, Worcester Warriors against Gloucester. Win for Warriors. Probably keeps them in the Premiership next season. Good luck, Warriors, because we need a top-flight team in Worcester. I think that's about it, because the time's running short, because you're wanting to do things live.
So it's just, for the first week, we need to sort of be a bit more disciplined. And
for the first week, you heard it from the horse's mouth.
I think Claire's queued up, isn't she?
Claire's queued up, sir.
She is, so you might want to introduce her.
I might want to introduce the lovely Claire Bullivan with our What's on Worcester Roundup.
For all the things to do and see this week, it's Claire Bullivan with this week's What's on Guide.
Thanks, Rob. Once again, we have some fun things happening this week in town. My name is Claire Bullivant at the Worcester and Malvern Observers, and these are my top picks of things to do and see this week in the Worcester and Malvern areas. We'll start this special Easter week off on Wednesday, the 17th of April. And as always, we have some great live events happening across town. One such event you can't miss out on is a special night that Amanda Bonick has put on of Pick Your Own Poetry. And there'll be guest poets and then afterwards live music from Slow Train and Elodie. So make sure you stay after the poetry and you can boogie the night away. It all kicks off at 7 p.m. at Drummond's and the Swan with Two Nicks. Also on Wednesday, we have Mice in a Matchbox performing at the Dragon Folk Club at the Dragon Inn in Worcester on Wednesday. The evening starts at 8 p.m, doors open at 7:30, admission is £3.50 and students only pay £1.50. And if you're a performer of folk music yourself and you would like to perform at one of these events, please contact Barry on barry@ate.org.uk. You never know, you may just be discovered. Another place you may be discovered on Wednesday the 17th is at Debbie Parry and Andy Lindsay's open mic night happening at the Green Dragon in Malvern. Always a great time there. And Debbie and Andy really do find some amazing local talent. They've got a knack for it. They always put on a great show too, and they're very talented performers in their own rights. Maybe they just know what to look out for, but it's always fun, so do get yourself over to the Green Dragon. And it doesn't stop there on Wednesday, as we also have Rachel Podger and Voice S8 happening at Malvern Theatres. The show is called A Guardian Angel, and it's an exciting collaboration with Rachel Podger, who the Times call the unsurpassed British glory of the Baroque violin, and also the world-renowned vocal ensemble Voice S8. Rachel enjoys worldwide fame as a Baroque violinist, and she was recently named as the 2018 Gramophone Awards Artist of the Year, actually. And Voice S8 too, they're exceptional. They were founded in 2003 by ex-choristers of Westminster Abbey. So they're both at the top of their game, and they've come together to form this incredible show. Radio 3, actually, BBC Radio 3, they gave the show an excellent review, saying, "The slickest of the lot. Fans of a cappella really ought to hear this." So do get your tickets for that from Malvern Theatres, malvern-theatres.co.uk. Then moving on to Thursday, the 18th of April. We've had some fun live music events sent to us from all over. As always, a great night planned at Annie's Burger Shack in Worcester with various bands there, including Those Among Us Are Wolves, Punching Swans and Zilch. I think I've seen all three of those bands actually last year at the Worcester Music Festival, and they're all great, and it's always a brilliant night too at Annie's. Also on Thursday, Stunt Dog and special guest Les Trunkwell, they'll be performing at the Mars Bar in Worcester. They say this show is an evening of odd sounds to celebrate the launch of their new long player, Big Hubba Jubba. So get yourself along and do send us your reviews of Big Hubba Jubba. I'm dying to know what that's all about. And also on Thursday, the 18th of April, we have Garrington T. Jones performing at the Oil Basin in Worcester. If you've seen Garrington before, you'll know he's a great showman who does lots of new tradition blues and acoustic rock kind of stuff. It's bound to be a great night if you want to get yourself down there. Then moving on to Friday, the 19th of April. Good Friday, in fact, and it will be a good Friday as we have a great night planned at Paradiddles. Zetland Road, Sober and Turquoise Llama will all be on the stage performing there. And there's also a night of music happening at Out to Grass in Malvern. Bands I can see so far include the Whiskey River Blues, Miss Pearl and the Rough Diamonds, Ash Mandrake, Ed Steelcox, The Stash and Last Tree Squad. Sounds like it's going to be a festival going on there. And if you haven't been out to grass yet, definitely go and take a look. It's a camping stroke glamping site, and they've got some great events going on, from concerts to stargazing nights, etc. It's a beautiful place and always a lot of fun going on there. Keep up to date with them on their website, outtograss.com, and you can see their lineup events. They've got some fun things coming up over the summer. Moving on to Saturday, the 20th of April, there's a sing-along to The Greatest Showman happening at the Swan Theatre. Sing-along to the songs you can't get out of your head from everyone's favourite musical, they tell us. Fancy dress is encouraged, participation and enjoyment is essential. So get your tickets for that from the Swan Theatre or Worcester Live. Also on Saturday, the Tyler Macy Trio are performing at Worcester Arts Workshop. They always put on a great show. The Unconventional, they're going to be on at the Swan in Barbourne on Saturday night too. So much live music happening on Saturday. Derek and the Checkmates, they'll be on at the Chestnut in Worcester. And there's also a music pack night at Paradiddles on Saturday with Toby Charles, Boz Music and Tom Griffin all performing there. There's also a John Lennon tribute evening happening at the Mars Bar on Saturday evening. And the Ferrets will be on at the Green Dragon in Malvern. Always a good band there. They'll be going on about 9 p.m, they tell me. Back in the Game, they're going to be at the Cross Keys in Malvern. And the Abbey Road Poets and Yaya Logic will be performing at the West Malvern Social Club in Malvern on Saturday evening too. This is going to be an informal evening featuring local spoken and word artists, including poets, musicians and storytellers. They tell us to prepare to laugh, cry, gasp, sigh and transcend. Sounds exciting, doesn't it? Stephen Pritchard will also be there reading from his new book, Many Mirrored Mind, and there'll also be music by Yaya Logic. So it sounds like a really fun night at the West Malvern Social Club on Saturday. Also in Malvern on Saturday night, Mick Artistique's Ego Trip and Headlove Passman will be on at the Malvern Cube. One review says it's a strange and beautiful beast of a band led by Nick Artistic, pop comedian, singer and performance artist. He draws his audience into the world of little gloves and psychotic window cleaners. I'm intrigued, I tell you. If you go, let me know your review, as I want to know what that's all about. And you'll probably have heard of actually Headlove and Passman. They're the hip-hop duo who sported Flight of the Conchords star Rhys Darby on his UK tour. And also stand-up Alan Davis is always going on about these guys. So they're apparently very, very good. So that's Saturday night at the Malvern Cube. Then moving on to Sunday, the 21st of April. Happy Easter, everyone. It's Easter Sunday. And we've got a couple of local bands playing out and about on Easter Sunday. Skewiff will be on at 5 p.m. at the Imperial Tavern in Worcester. Hump to Bump at the Camp House Inn, Grimley in Worcester. Clarksville Mountain Band on at 5:30 at the Chestnut in Worcester, and the Tyler Macy Trio will be on in the evening 8 p.m. until 10 p.m. at the Lamb and Flag in Worcester. And it doesn't stop there. On Monday, the 22nd of April, Easter Monday, there's a family-friendly Easter Monday happening at the Commandery celebrating England's patron saint, St. George. There's going to be storytelling, reenactors, plays, masks and plenty of crafts for all ages. They was put on the fantastic events there, and it's not only fun but really educational too. Your kids will love it. Then on Tuesday, the 23rd of April, make sure you get your tickets for the Spencer James St. George's Day special at Huntington Hall. If you don't know, Spencer James was the lead vocalist and guitarist with the legendary 60s supergroup The Searchers. He was there for over 30 years. And the Researchers retired at the end of March last year. And local impresciano John Banner, who will be hosting this, his 16th consecutive, and according to him, his last. He says that every year, I think. But this is his annual St. George's Day special. And he was delighted that Spencer agreed to do his first solo theatre show for him there at Huntington Hall in Worcester. So it's guaranteed to include special guests, apparently, the odd surprise, and it will bound to end up with a patriotic flag-waving version of Land of Hope and Glory. So don't miss the chance to say, I was there. That's what they tell me to tell you. Anyway, it sounds fantastic. So get your tickets from Worcester Live quickly before they all go. And then finally, our last recommendation for the week is on Wednesday, the 24th of April, when Mayfield will be at Worcester Arts Workshop in Worcester. This is kind of like an improvisation workshop, a place to meet other musicians and create some music together with free improvisation. It's open to all, so whoever you are, if you're an experienced musician or you've just picked up an instrument or you're someone who's always wanted to step into musical performing, you'll be part of this collaborative process, and it's all about songwriting and performance, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So bring your instruments and get yourself there on Wednesday evening. All the details on the Worcester Arts Workshop website. And that concludes our roundup of events to see and do this week in town. If you have an event that you'd like included, please do get in touch with us. You can email us your event details or give us a call, and we'll help you publicise it to all the readers of our paper and listeners of this podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great week, and happy, happy Easter.
And thank you, Claire. Have a happy Easter to you as well. That's it. It's time for Lorraine. Oh, no, I'm not on Good Morning Britain.
Did you see me point there? That was very unprofessional.
Yeah. We normally, I was waiting for a kick on my shin or something.
There's normally a studio manager going like this behind the camera. You
know? Well, we've just got...
Me.
Yeah. He's multitasking. Look at him. Bless him. He's just putting a bet on at the 3:15 at Chesto now.
He's just fallen, actually.
You missed me Good Morning Britain joke, but never mind.
I did hear it, yes.
It just wasn't that funny.
Lorraine's off this week, actually.
Is she?
Yeah.
You're watching it in the morning.
I don't watch her. I find her irritating. somebody else is doing it. That Scottish one that used to do... she might be Irish, actually.
Yes.
Used to do the one show.
She's married to Frank Lampard.
That's the one,
Christine.
Yeah, Beakley or something. Lampard,
that was Lampard, if she's married, surely. Anyway, we're running out of time. Thank you so much for watching and listening. If you like it, do give us your feedback, editor@worcesterobserver.co.uk. But until next week, from me and from him, I think we're done here. Bye-bye.